Hello listeners and welcome to the first episode of the DL Review podcast. So to give a briefing, if you haven't watched the trailer, this podcast channel is mainly focused on the latest tech. We will be going into deep dives and talking about the latest tech news. So now that we know what the podcast is about, without further ado, let's get started. So the first news is Google is actually trying to stop illegal loan apps from being on the Play Store in Africa by asking the owners of these apps to send necessary docs to Google for its investigation. If the loan app does not give the documents by January 2023, the app will be banned from the Play Store, and it already happened in places such as in India. This will be good for many reasons to avoid scams and phishing. The second news is that Elon Musk has announced a Twitter policy to stop negative speech. He says that Twitter should have the freedom of speech but not the freedom of reach. And if someone tweets about negative speech, the tweet will get de-boosted and demonetized. It means that it will not be shown in the field and it has to be specifically searched. It also says that any potential revenue from advertising will not be given to the person who tweeted that message. The third point, which is also about Twitter, is that they are also starting to get bad reviews in Google Play Store and App Store. Fourth news. Jio is the first carrier in India to launch a full 5G service in Delhi NCR, which runs independently from the 4G network. This is a big moment for India. Fifth news. Qualcomm just released a new chip called the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2. This system on a chip supports the 200 megapixel ISOCELL HP3 camera sensor. It also supports Wi-Fi 7 and it will be present in the Oppo Find X phone and the OnePlus 11 phone, which is the phone we are going to talk about on the sixth news. It is the OnePlus 11. The OnePlus 11 has recently been announced and confirmed by OnePlus. It uses the previously talked about Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chip, and it is the first phone powered by that chip. So speaking about OnePlus and Oppo might soon remove the charger from the phone box as they are trying to follow Apple, as Apple is the first company to remove chargers from their phone boxes. Eighth news. Mark Zuckerberg recently stated that WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger would make the company's next sales growth. He also states business messaging is going to be the pillar or main objective of the business. Talking about Apple stuff, the company's Apple Watch recently saved a person's life in India by using the calling feature found in the cellular models. And lastly, there is a rumor of Apple adding USB-C to the iPhones next year, but only the Pro models will get the extra data transfer speed because it is USB 3.1 version, while the other phones will be getting regular USB data transfer speeds. Well, of course, this is just a rumor, so it's not, might not actually be true. We will see. So that has been about it for this episode. Feel free to and get notifications for this podcast in your podcast app. This is just a little of some of the news that can be covered. So I will share some links below which you can use to access the stories given, talked about today and more, and also the websites I use to find these stories. As of now, I will see you next time.